You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone, and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Like my mom on her birthday, stuffed me like a turkey. My mom was a turkey. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Interesting. I mean, apropos for the season, certainly, but does it make sense? Like my mom on her birthday, stuffed me like a turkey. My mom was a turkey. Okay, yeah, I guess it does. Thank you so much to Ska Lap Drums. Ska Lap Drums for that catchphrase submission. And by the way, speaking of catchphrase submissions, I beg of you, we have several catchphrase superstars out there submitting regularly. Can anyone else please submit? I love the catchphrase superstars, but I don't want to constantly rely on them. You know, you have people whose names are like Butt Fart Island is submitting a lot. You know, it's like, I'd rather just stay away from these. Anyway.
That's actually an old German name. And
is it really?
Yeah, they're going to email in angrily as if... Excuse me, that's actually my name.
Oh my God, you do a great German accent.
Oh, I don't, is that a popular thing to do? Yeah, yes.
Is it? Well, I mean, it's not, I don't think you can be canceled for it.
Yeah, one of the last few bastions of the things you can do. In fact, I might even continue the rest of this interview and see how it goes down.
You do a ton of accents, and I'll introduce you in a second, but before we get to your introduction, I want to talk about your accents.
Your silliest one is the one you were born with.
You are an Irish lass, are you not? And that is what we're hearing.
Tis true, Scott. I am an Irish lass from Ireland.
There are certain, and I'll introduce you in just one moment.
Oh, keep it, maybe, or never.
I did that with Samantha Bee. We didn't say her name until it was the very last thing we said on the show. We said Samantha Bee is here. But there are gradations of the Irish accent, is there not? Because you can say Irish. Is gradations
exactly? Regions not be
Oy, people sometimes go, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if a gradations is a technical term in linguistics for like...
It should be, though. Like, do you agree with that, at least?
At least do you agree with that? Ashling, or are you going to be difficult at every turn? I do disagree. I think gradation suggests more difficulty for an American to understand. Is that what you're trying to suggest? You're going to have to put this in some kind of way I can understand. Package it, Ashling.
Now that's an American accent, is it not?
As in normal.
Yes. The baseline.
Baseline mainstream accent is American. So I'll translate sometimes. I suppose, yeah, it depends on where you're from. being, I remember I lived with my grandfather who had Parkinson's for the last 2 years of his life. And when I first moved in, I couldn't understand what he was saying because his speech had gotten very difficult. And by the end, there's this film, I can't remember what it is, but I'm pretty sure
Cool Runnings?
No, no, we're no way close there, Scott. But great to guess before any clues have been
okay,
given.
Okay, I just...
There was this movie.
I thought there were some clues, context clues.
There was this movie. Oh, you mean Cool Runnings. No, it's with Antonio Banderas, and there's a montage of him slowly learning
Assassins.
The language. Is that what it is? In the past?
Know.
He just sits around a fireside with a load of people who've captured him, and he sort of watches it over the night, and then eventually he's like, but it's a bit of a...
Wait. The 13th Warrior?
Maybe. As Maybe. In he just learns the language of his captors quickly.
And I don't know. I'm searching through the Rolodex of Antonio Banderas being captured with captors movies. And all I can think of is the 13th Warrior.
It,
but then
it
again,
must be that one because it sounds like it was a bit set in the past.
Yeah.
It's in a modern day tale.
Perhaps.
But over our sequence of time, he eventually learns his captor's language. And I'm not saying my granddad was my captor in any way. But over a sequence of time, I just suddenly started becoming like an elderly person whisperer. And to this day, it's not even an old Irish person. If there's an elderly person struggling with speech, I get it. I can hear them. I can hear what they're saying.
And you, I'm like, what did you just say right there?
I don't even know what I want. I just wouldn't mind a bit of dinner.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I would love to. I would love to grow old and have you still, you and I still be friends. I'm assuming we're going to start a very close friendship right now.
Yeah, but it sounds like what you're looking for is a nurse, an Irish nurse.
Could
Scott.
Be. Yeah, perhaps. I will introduce you. Of course, we have, she is a stand-up comedian. She's an actress. She's a panelist on panel shows. She is a writer and a producer, and she has a...
Kind.
Oh, and now we're just listing...
Kind.
Like emotional qualities.
I thought we should throw it in because
I'm just saying
don't think
jobs right
focus
now.
Focus on those things.
Enough. Okay, she's very kind. She she came in with a smile. Mm-hmm. She is a light, bubbly presence that fills up a room.
Oh my God!
Those are more important than jobs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when we die, we're gonna be people aren't gonna be like, oh, it's too bad another actress died. No, they're gonna say, oh, what a wonderful person she was.
Where are we gonna get them now? Are we going to fill those void characters in movies?
But she has the second series of her show, This Way Up, is on Hulu right now. And I would imagine the first series is as well.
Yeah. Thank
it's
God.
It's not like when the second one goes up, they go, hey, delete that first one.
If you didn't catch it fast enough, sorry, guys. Yes, the first series and the second series of This Way Up are all on Hulu.
This Way Up, and we'll talk about that in a second. But she also has a new movie on Disney Plus called Home Sweet Alabama. What is it? What the hell is this movie called again?
Sorry, I laughed very close to the mic there, and I feel like that might have been...
No. We actually, you want to be right up on these ones.
Oh, do,
so,
oh,
yes,
do you?
Much better.
Here
there we go.
I am. Yeah, it's called Home Sweet Alabama Home Alone. I think Disney will come in and say something nasty to me if I don't say it properly. Home Sweet Home Alone.
That's Home Sweet Home Alone, which I saw last night.
Did you with your kids?
No.
No. Oh.
I banned them from the room. I'm like, get out, daddy's working. Gotta watch this goddamn movie.
Isn't it weird that the idea of a grown man watching it on his own in a room? Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
That's where we've gotten
You forgot to say a lonely man.
Oh, a lonely home alone lone man.
Yes.
And watching Home Sweet Home Alone alone.
But please welcome to the show for the first time, and I'm realized that we didn't have the conversation where I exactly nailed down how to say your first name, but I'm gonna give it a go here.
Well,
but please welcome Aisling. No. Aisling B.
Yay!
I took a try and then it's that AI of it.
It is.
That's what I said to Haley Joel Osment once.
Yeah.
Because of his movie AI.
Haley Joel Osment.
Yes.
As we might
say. He really
say.
Put the AI in Haley Joel Osment, didn't he?
Scott, that's very good.
That sounds like a fake laugh.
Yeah, no.
I'm tired of people coming in here and fake laughing at me.
Do you know what? I stopped halfway through my laugh out of respect. Because the first part of my laugh was at the joke, and the second part was me as a colleague going,
give him a little support.
Well done. Yeah. I'm like, that is lovely.
Appreciate it.
Yes, Aisling.
It's Aisling
the gradations of my name because of my culture.
Yes.
So it's gone too far down the gradation of what you would enjoy.
It's like Ashley, but it's with a ling instead.
Ling at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what fools you is the way it's spelled.
Mm.
It's like it's a tricky business. It's like some sort of puzzle or some sort of maze. Mm. And if you get to the end and you say it correctly, you win.
Yeah. It's like it's showbiz is a tricky business. So why not have
really
a name
is.
That's like, you know, a bit difficult.
This name says, hey, pay attention to me.
Yeah. Or
I'm a new
hey,
actress.
Don't try. Just skirt over it somehow and see if it doesn't come up.
Now, I watched this movie last night, this Home Sweet Home.
I'm not going to help you.
That's what it is. Home Sweet Home.
Teach a man to fish, and then, you know, forevermore he'll.
I love fish.
Own a butcher fish butchers.
But it's set in the Home Alone-iverse, certainly,
yeah.
Because there's a character from Home Alone. I'm not going to say who.
I think we're allowed.
You are allowed.
Devin Rattray, the actor Devin Rattray.
Yes, he plays the brother of Macaulay Culkin's character. Mm-hmm. He is now all grown up.
Mm.
He's the person that you want to see if you're going to see one of the actors from the original.
Yeah.
he's very
really
funny.
Good actor. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
But this movie, I turned it on for research because you were going to be on the show. But then it has a lot of our buds and homies in it. I really enjoyed this. It's got Rob Delaney and Ellie Kemper are the two. They're the sort of the Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You have Andy Daly. Mm-hmm. You have Pete Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
You have Keenan
Thompson.
Keenan's in it.
Timothy Simons.
Tim Simons, of course.
Yeah.
Friend of the show. Has he been on the show?
Ali Mackey, sure. Being hilarious. Who else is in it? Oh, God, it's almost like name one person or 12, isn't it?
I mean, I guess we don't have to name every single actor
who's
in the show. But I was laughing. I think it's funnier than the original. And,
okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, like it has actual good jokes and good
Knives
performances.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So check that out to everyone. Did you have a good time making it? It's first of all, I got to ask, was it shot in England? Because
Montreal. So we did have a good time as much as you can have a good time. But we started it in... Take yourselves back to February when you could cough, 2020.
February 2020, yay. No. So you guys are getting all the like news of the day,
yeah.
While you're making this fun family film.
One of the last scenes I did was in an airport with 800 supporting artists, aka extras. To anyone who's not in showbiz, I mean, who are those people? And I was
really,
like,
why do they bother?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
I suppose someone needs to. What are other jobs?
I have to give shout outs to the listeners of this show who are mainly just like plumbers and janitors and stuff. Like we took a poll recently, we took a survey and it's all like people who clean shit for a living. And it's like, okay, I guess that's our demographic anyway. So I hope.
Actually real skills though, to be fair. Like I often think.
I mean, anyone can do it. It's just we don't want to.
That is not true. Anyone can, and we say sitting around talking into a microphone with no great plan. Nobody else could
I think that's a special skill, whereas anyone could just like wipe shit out of a toilet.
See the people who survive if you ever watch any apocalyptic movie? It is never the performers.
I actually,
The Walking Dead.
I would like to see that instead, a Walking Dead type series where it's just like a band of actors who have, actually, I think there was a... I'm saying actually, by the way, not your name, but I
turn around like a dog when I hear actually. I'm like, yes, all the time.
What about Love Aisling?
About me? Yes.
Love Aisling. Yeah. Is that a thing? Should that be a thing?
I wish it was.
Love, yeah. comma, Aisling.
Love, comma.
Or just Love Aisling. Like, and it's like
a direct order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about
that? It doesn't seem to work that way, though.
Because people love that movie in your home country.
It's not my home country. It's the United
wherever,
Kingdom.
You know, wherever they made it.
Oh, Scott. Good to him getting cancelled in Ireland.
Oh, no. A lot of plumbers there.
Oh, my God, Scott. What a to-do. Where were we? I do think they're very valid. There is a... Love Actually is very important. I think you were, here's a weird thing I'm going to try and predict.
Okay.
Were you about to suggest the book Station 11, where a band of actors sort of do survive a pandemic?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
That, no, what are you talking about?
I could see your eyes go blank.
I'm playing along, but
you weren't really. Your eyes went dead.
Station 11.
Is it Station 11? And it's being turned into a TV series, which is out soon. And it's a brilliant book. So it was a New York Times bestseller all about. And it came out just roughly before the pandemic. And it was all about like a cough wiping out the population. And, you know, I was one of those people who watched Contagion and everything as soon as the thing hit, just to kind of get ahead of what was going to happen.
Yeah, although this one didn't come from, pork. I don't mean to spoil the end of Contagion. I mean, of course it came from, you know, people having sex with bats in China, but...
You know, we're just pork with souls. So it did
That's a
come
good
from
point.
Pork, you know?
Yeah.
We're more all just pork than dolphin, you know?
Good point.
And I always say that.
Have you ever tried to bounce one of those, like, balls on your nose?
Well, not enough about my social life.
What?
Hey.
Yeah. Sing. Hold on. I'm going to run around the room and high-fiving everyone. Oh, man. That was satisfying.
But yes, I would like to see the show where the actors survive, whatever...
I feel like there was a Walking Dead season where the dude...
The man with the lion.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, the guy with the lion. Yeah, that. But there was a further Walking Dead season where, like, a violinist survived. And I was just like immediately annoyed by him.
Maybe the zombies couldn't handle going near his like pity party. It's harder for me.
It was the world's tiniest violin. Well, music does soothe that savage breast, does it not?
Oh, my two are always soothed by my two savage breasts.
What's your favorite song of all time?
Savage Garden.
Yeah, it's good.
Because it reminds me of my savage breasts.
And how soothed they are.
And how soothed they are by music all the time. Savage Garden, where do they go? Are they all right?
I hope they're okay. Although, you know, you don't expect really a lot of those people who were doing it 30 years ago to really still be out there sometimes.
Or did they just do one? Like, if you can get one hit, imagine that life.
Man.
Just like, because I could still say, I wanna be a fan. And you know what the song is. You're not like, what's that? You're like, oh, yeah, he lives.
Especially the way you're doing it. I mean, you're doing a spot on impression of it.
Oh, that's my skill is impressions of songs that no one cares about.
What else do you have? I'd love to hear them.
Oh, you probably don't know. Do you know Moving M People?
M
People, they were big. Moving on up, I'm moving on up. Time to get ready. Nothing can stop me.
Great.
I suppose throw out one, Scott.
Any song? Okay.
Yeah,
do you do any Spice Girls?
I can do specific people within songs.
Okay.
Sometimes like, I'm giving you everything all that you can bear. Yes, I swear. That's a bit that was supposed to be Sporty Spice, but it didn't work out because I had too much natural wine last night.
And you sound good. Are you an actual singer?
No, it wasn't one of the bios that you listed out.
No, it was not, but I would love to add it to your repertoire. I mean, you're actually really good at it.
I just thought maybe Mel B in one.
Mel Brooks?
No, not Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks, who had that song.
What if he came out with a big press release? He's like, I'm 98 years old. I now want to be known as Mel B.
And I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I can't think of one of the songs quick enough. Go on, I do
Edwin Collins. You want to hear a little bit of that?
I absolutely don't know who Edwin Collins is. But
from Orange Juice?
What?
Here we go. Never really had a girl like you.
I know who you mean now. I know who you mean. Go
okay.
On.
How about Brian Ferry? Here we go. I never meant to hurt you.
Love
I never meant to make you cry.
Oh, lovely.
What do you think?
That's made me think of... I remember I used to try and do all of the people in. Do you remember that charity version of It's Such a Perfect Day?
Oh, yeah.
And they'd throw, and you know, it was a good kind of like, Bono would come in and go, "Oh, it's such a perfect day," and then be someone coming going, "I'm glad I spent it with you." And it was just like, what note do they give everyone to make sure? "Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on."
Who's that? I love that one.
I don't know that one, but I knew always.
Can you do
there.
M people doing perfect day?
"Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you." Or any, like maybe an Ellie Goulding, who I have become pals with, who's very sweet.
Good disclaimer.
"Oh, it's such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on." And then it's just a little nap at the end.
Oh, I love it. We have to talk about your show, This Way Up.
Oh, please.
Because it is out on Hulu now. Mm-hmm. And
you spent last night watching it alone, didn't you?
No. I did. No, I brought the kids in for that. Come on in, kids. I'm done watching Home Alone. Now, this show has Sharon Horgan, the great Sharon Horgan, of course, people know from Catastrophe and so many great shows. And but this is your baby.
Yeah.
You created this, right? Mm-hmm. And you are the star.
Well, now, come on.
I mean, stars shine bright in the sky, and you certainly are amongst them.
Thank you very much. I'd like to think of myself as a giant moon. never know how to predict it. Ruins everyone's emotions.
What is the show about? Give us the sort of elevator pitch meets extended remix of the elevator pitch, if you know what I mean.
How to engage Scott pitch. In watching it.
And if my eyes ever kind of drift off to the left, you're losing me.
Oh,
and
God.
Do something to get me back. Okay, but right now I'm focused.
I might have to sing my way through.
Sure.
So This Way Up. Okay, mm-hmm, Scott, mm-hmm. Stay with
I'm
me.
I'm locked in.
It starts off in a rehab facility. Oh, women and emotions, what now? It says Scott's imagination. But it's basically the story of two sisters getting through life. So it's a hard one to explain. You know, there's no.
Are the sisters in the rehab facility, or is only one?
So it starts after. I suppose it starts after the catastrophe, as it were, if you're to connect it to Catastrophe and Sharon. Mm. And really, it's just about a sisterly relationship. Sometimes you're like, oh, nothing happens. But I wrote a show where I hoped it would make a comedy about loneliness, because it's one of those subjects that feels like the opposite of comedy. And you know, I mean, everyone's writing about mental illness these days. Just like do something new.
I feel like everyone has it.
Everyone
Am I right?
Has it. Yeah, especially after the pandemic. And what I felt was...
We've all undergone such trauma.
Yes.
We don't even realize it yet. We're all walking around like going like, why do I feel so shitty all the time? And it's because our lives have been horrible for...
Yes.
For a number of years.
And slowly but surely, like sort of like water drops of pressure therapy. And I think we're all a little bit scared to say we feel bad, because we know so many people have had it way worse. And but it doesn't mean that what's maybe happened hasn't very much affected you. And I suppose what I wanted to do was try to make a show that would be accessible and funny, rather than deal with the subject matters in such a maudlin fashion, because that's not how I get through life or do it, or any of my friends do. So that
you've dealt with this in your life.
Yeah.
And you found yourself dealing with it with humor.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, what if I filmed this?
Yeah, just put a camera on it.
Maybe we could get two cameras, depending on, you know, if we're improv. Only one. Okay, single camera shoot.
One day we had the budget for that, but this is not America where we made it. So I wrote it all by pen.
By pen, really? You don't final draft?
No,
nothing?
Absolutely final draft. That was me making a gentle gag. Oh, Scott, keep up.
I don't understand humor. I'm sorry. Unless it appeals to the plumbers and janitors who listen to this show. You got to dumb it down.
It's about someone's life going down the toilet and trying
there
to
we
flush
go, back
out
on track.
Their mental health. Bad mental health.
So you and Sharon are the sisters, yes. The aforementioned sisters.
Exactly. And one other thing I wanted to do was show people who were funny and make each other laugh, but the characters are. Because sometimes what I felt I would often see was characters who would make the audience laugh, but in the serious situations. Whereas I wanted to write funny people being funny with each other and making them laugh.
Right.
So Anya, my character, who I play, and that's spelled A-I-N-E with an accent over the A.
Oh my God.
Okay, Scott, stay with me.
Legitimately, like when I'm writing something, writing the character's name is the hardest thing. How did you come up with it?
The reason it's Anya and Shona is because I wrote it for me and Sharon, and AI is the first two letters of my name, and SH is the first two letters of Sharon.
This is easy now.
Yeah, I have to.
All I gotta do is write it for
Scoot.
My next movie, Keanu, I guess the first two names are K or two letters
Ken
of K.
And Scoot.
Ken, yes, Ken and Scoot! Me and Keanu!
They'll never know.
I want that to be the title, too, Ken and Scoot. How surprised would you be if within 9 months that movie was suddenly on billboards?
Not at all. I'll just be really annoyed if I can't even get like a casting.
It just suddenly I thought of the names and it just came to me and it all came together so quickly.
But Ken and Scoot does, like I'm walking around LA at the moment and there's billboards everywhere for Red Notice and I can see Ken and Scoot.
Yeah, Ken and Scoot is the spiritual sequel to Red Notice. In a lot of ways, when you think about it. Ah, boy. Well,
but yes, it is called This Way Up.
This Way Up is out.
Circling back. Because when you look at something, it says This Way Up on a box because you don't know what's inside a lot of the time and something fragile could be inside. And that's sort of like with humans or life.
You've really thought about this.
Oh, I wasn't just thrown together.
Oh, my God. This Way Up is on Hulu right now. Two series are out right now. And of course, Home Sweet Home.
Keep going.
Alone is out there on Disney Plus. We have to take a break if that's okay, but we have a big show. Coming up a little later, we have a creative director at an ad agency.
Oh, my
have
God.
Have you ever spoken to a creative director at an ad agency?
I have many times, and they use
really?
More
How fun
words
is it?
Than me. It's great.
It's fun?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have fun. We also have a writer will be coming up next. So that's interesting, right? You're a writer.
We might have something in common.
You probably do have something in common. I think this is a person who's written a few things that have been mainly...
Well-received?
I don't know. A few things that have been on the stage. I think, we wrote a movie that was out a couple of years ago. We'll talk to him about
that. Anything involving animals? Because they're the only ones I watch.
No, yeah. I think he's done something with an animal. Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, we'll talk to him about that. We will be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang, more Aisling B. We'll be right back after this.
Woohoo!
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No. I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast, Comedy Bang Bang, is brought to you by Squarespace, our old friends, and Spring. Man, it truly has sprung. No one can argue that. And what do we know about Spring? Spring is a time of fresh starts. That's right. You thought January was good for starting fresh? Spring's gotcha beat. Spring's about rebirth, and that could mean starting a new venture or switching things up on your website. Well, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, You can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device, integrated, optimized it. SEO tools allow your site to show up more often and grow the way you want. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. Accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in certain countries, give customers the chance to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Selling content on your website? Well, add a paywall to sell memberships or courses or sell downloadable files. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and when you're ready to launch. And I know you're going to be. Go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever have something that you're keeping close to the vest or the chest? If you're Christopher Nolan, he says that in one of the Batman movies twice. He doesn't say it, obviously. Look, this is something I just need to get off my chest. The fact that this bothers me. Anyway, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Aisling B is here. This Way Up on Hulu, Home Sweet Home Alone is here on Disney Plus. Also, you can get her, was it a quarter hour of stand-up on Netflix? Or
I thought you said court order. I was like,
was it a court order? Have you ever received a court order?
Yes, I did jury duty just before the pandemic hit.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did you send to the electric chair?
Well, you know what? He didn't deserve it, but I wanted to see what it was like.
If you are in there in that jury, you so seldom get the opportunity to sentence someone to death. I would just be so tempted to do it.
Well, they did not appreciate it when I stood up and said, "Death, Your Honor," about a sort First of minor thing. Drug offense. Because also it's not an option in the UK, but that didn't stop me trying to give it a go.
So you did it in the UK, really? Okay.
Yeah, did it in the UK. And do you know what was weird? I watched an episode of Schitt's Creek where someone got called up for jury duty and I was like, I wonder if that's a thing that happens in the UK. And that day the letter came through.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was really weird.
That's like when you are watching something on TV and suddenly all of your like Twitter suggestions, it's like they're listening to you,
the
right?
Government algorithm, which surely can't be a thing.
Did you get vaccinated? They're listening to you.
The radios are in my blood.
Oh no. Well, look, we have to get to our next guest. He's a writer and you're very excited because you're a writer. So and he's been on the show before, I'm remembering. He's written, let's see, he wrote this thing called Phantom of the Opera.
This is the worst introduction you have ever given me. And that is saying something.
I'm sorry. I just, now that you're speaking to me, I'm remembering your voice.
Scottrick, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. You're a great writer. Is that better?
Oh, thank you. Do you think so? Am I really that good?
Why are we, as hosts, forced to give compliments during introductions? Can't I just be factual?
Do you know why? And it's a bit of showbiz, if I may pass this on to you. It's to make people interested in the person you're talking to.
I've never had that skill on this whole show.
No.
So. I noticed.
Oh, hello.
I'm sorry, Aisling, this is, maybe you've heard of him.
It?
Yeah, have you seen him on television or something?
I'm so sorry.
Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I'm starstruck, so I'm going to be.
Oh, you're starstruck by him?
Yeah.
I am immortal, my dear girl. I put on my medals and my ermine cape just like anyone else would.
Wow, it's truly an honor.
Really? He must be like a big deal where you're from or something, because here we only know him as a podcast guest on this show.
What are you doing?
I mean, what else have you done that's really done well out here? That Cats movie, but I don't think you've been on
that
since
that.
That
was not
He who must not be named.
That was not my fault.
Is that the Voldemort of your entire oeuvre?
Yes. It was never meant to be captured on film. It's unnerving.
Well, then why did you sign the rights away?
Well, money.
Oh, okay.
Do they pay- I have a castle or two to upkeep, dear boy.
Do they pay you in pounds?
They pay me in gold.
What?
I am paid in a chest. It's like a, it's like the pirate's chest you see in a fish tank, where it's overflowing with gold.
Do they have one of those scuba divers next to it too?
He, that's who delivers it. He's got the,
the big
got
circular the big, tank,
the big circular helmet with the window in the front. Yes,
and he's like, "Blood here from your agency."
Yes, and the bubbles are flowing up.
They should bring those back. You know how they keep bringing back old cars and put like new insides.
Have
in
they
them?
Been cancelled?
Well, Lord Andrew.
Hold on a second. I'd like to speak to the young lady.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Did I detect, it sounds like an accent.
Yes, Your Honor, yes.
And are you from Ireland?
I am, Your Honor, yes.
How do I put this delicately? Which one?
The free one.
The Southern
Republic.
Yes.
I might get in trouble for actually saying that.
I see.
The Republic of Ireland, the South.
Well, as long as you're close to the Queen geographically, that's all I care about.
Okay.
You've been near her. At points in your life, I would imagine.
Yeah. Ooh, then we'll go around the table and say, what's the closest you've been to the Queen?
Ooh, I love this game.
I'll go first. She stood right in front of me and put a sword on my shoulder.
Yeah, this. I don't think that we're going to have similar stories to that.
She put a metaphorical, historically, her family would have put a metaphorical sword in my culture's back.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just bringing up relevant news.
The world's tightest violin.
On The Walking Dead. Never mind. You ever watched The Walking Dead?
Close.
Have I watched The Walking Dead?
I would love to see you on that as an actor.
Doing what?
yourself.
Playing a zombie. You wish to see me playing a zombie?
Maybe you'd get there, but I mean, I would love to see you for several years on that show, just playing yourself like you...
With me and Rick and Carl?
So you do know it.
I'm aware of every property that could potentially be turned into a musical.
I'd love, maybe if you were in it, Sir Honor Weber, that you could like have a band of zombies that you treat like cats and train them like the cats to sing.
Well, that's certainly what I would do.
Creep out from behind corners.
Exactly. I would say, attention, everyone. Now it's time. I've prepared a little show for you.
Because they've never established if the zombies can or cannot sing on that show. Like, that has never come up on any plot point.
No
one ever asks them. That's a
it's
big
not
problem.
A very singy show, is it?
But it could be if anyone were to ever just be like, I wonder if these zombies can sing. And then suddenly they go, yeah, I was waiting for you to ask.
They'd be like, are you blind when you're born? Can you see in the dark?
Wait, what song is that?
That's from Cats.
Oh.
Andrew.
You didn't know that?
You wrote it.
I didn't. I need an Irish whisperer sometimes to tell me what's going on.
Well, here's an old man for you to interpret what he said.
You're not an elderly whisperer, are you?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Tell Scottrick what I'm saying.
Okay. Oh, he would like to tell you that you shouldn't host anymore. It's time to go. That he's taking
that's
over the
exactly
podcast.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
That sounds like something that he would say.
Remarkable. Yeah. It's something I did say.
He and I have this contentious relationship on this show.
Do you know why?
I have never been able to discern why you...
Because you're a very rude young man.
There's someone else who says you're a very rude young man on this show. Almost like their catchphrase.
You're a very rude young man.
Yes.
Well, you're not very respectful.
I beg your pardon.
And the way you introduce me and the way you speak to me on a microphone.
Well, it's been a while since you've done anything of note.
We just talked about Savage Garden earlier on and how their legacy lasts forever. That's true. The same with Sir Honor Lord Weber.
Thank you, darling.
I mean, you had that one song about like cats memorizing things. What was it? It was like.
Now, this is your being. Deliberately obtuse.
Not deliberately.
It's deliberate, and I know it's deliberate. I know you're a little theater boy, and I know you know all the songs.
Do you know all the little theater boys out there?
I see all
the little
theater
boys. Are you like Santa Claus for little theater boys?
I watch over the little theater boy through the eyes of various actors.
Well, it's good to have you, Lord.
Oh, it's good to be here, sarcasm.
What are you doing here?
I would like to promote something.
Really?
This is, and this is not even my own project.
Oh, how generous of you to promote someone else's.
One must give back.
Okay. Like, do you give money to charity and stuff like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good. Yes. I would like to promote this program that I've recently seen, and I think people need to see it. I found, do you know this thing called Netflix? Are you familiar?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether they call it that in other countries, Aisling.
They call it Notflux.
Notflux, really, yeah. See, Notflux. The weird differences.
Well, it's the accent. Mm-hmm. Yes, Netflix, now here's why it's called Netflix, is because it's on the internet, and Flix means movies sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, and so they wondered.
And so you go, rather than going to a theater to see a motion picture, you would go to your computer and see one there.
But why did they call it that before you could watch things on your computer?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Well, it used to be they would mail it to you. Why didn't they call it mail flicks?
How would they know to mail it to you?
You would ask them for it?
How would you do that?
Write them a letter? I think you would write them a letter.
Sometimes a classified ad in the paper. The
Santa Claus principle? What is this?
Looking for.
You. Tall, dark movie. Me. Person who wants to watch
well,
you.
Well, that's neither here nor there. The point is, you must see this show. And it's an American show, so you should be proud.
Oh, great. Okay, I'm already proud.
It's called F Circle, R Circle, I Circle, E Circle, N circle, D circle, S.
Take me through that one more time.
F circle, R circle, I circle, E circle, N circle, D circle, S.
Okay. Yes. I think I know what you're talking about, and I don't know that it's pronounced that way.
This is one of the greatest programs since M asterisk, A asterisk, S asterisk, H. H to make you feel at home.
Thank you so much, Lori Weber.
Do you want to take this, Aisling?
Well, I'm not sure if I've gotten it right because I'm not great at spelling. Mm. But is it about how like no one told me things were going to be this way?
Have you seen this program?
Well, maybe your life's a joke. You're broke, and
your
love
life's DOA.
Sorry, D period O period.
It's
A period.
Like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. I'll be there for you. Oh, this is. Oh, I'm so glad someone else has seen this.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
What's that?
Is that the show?
I don't know what that is.
No.
Is it an aphorism? An Irish aphorism?
I just thought that was what I thought
it
was.
Oh, well, you know, it's always sunny in Philadelphia. That's what they talk like. No, this is a show. It's about six young people. Mm-hmm. And they are friends with each other.
Oh,
they visit with each other in their little homes all the time. They're always getting into scripts and scripts.
One of them has the Rachel haircut.
Yes, Rachel does.
Yes.
But you've seen this?
Yes, yes. I have seen it. It's actually an older show. It started in the 1990s.
That explains a great deal about the way everyone is dressed.
Yeah, with the big floppy hair and the
big
giant
floppy hair,
giant sweaters and
gigantic suits when they dress up.
Right. A lot of boot cut.
Well, I know. Okay, so. So it's been around, is what you're saying.
It's been around, definitely.
It's been around,
yes. but here's one other thing that's kind of germane to the discussion of it is.
Is it also Your Majesty to the discussion?
Yes, of course. Whatever happened to him?
Your Majesty Jackson?
Yeah. Is he still around?
Imagine he's still out there somewhere.
I'd imagine you do.
I'd imagine.
It's actually not called F circle, R circle, I circle, E circle, N circle, D circle, S.
Well, then what is it called?
We actually take the circles out and just call it Friends.
I do know that show, actually.
Right.
I mean, I assumed they were friends and that the title was trying to say this in a roundabout way.
Yes.
That it's a sort of, if you know, you know, sort of insidery. Like, I've cracked the code, but has everyone?
Yes, the friendship circle is extended to the six of them, certainly.
I assumed the circles in the word friends came from the friendship circle.
Because there are six circles and there are six friends. There are seven letters in Friends, but there are six circles, and there are six friends, and they have their names start with, let's see, R.
The sixth letter.
And who else do we have?
R-R-M.
R-R-M.
C-P-R-R-M.
C-P.
B. J. J.
J. J.
R-R-M. C-P-J.
C-P-J.
R-R-M. C-P-J. R-R-M. C-P-J. This is a clue,
Purge.
Isn't it? The Purge.
Rook-a-purge.
We should all do the Purge.
Oh, the Purge. Oh, I do love the Purge.
Do you have Purge Day where you're from?
Well, yeah, of course we do. Well, not that everyone knows, but yes. It's a certain... A certain class is entitled to
purge. How many
purge
commoners are you allowed to kill on Purge Day?
How dare you? It's the one thing we don't do. Now, we are allowed, but we don't do it.
You refrain from doing it.
It simply isn't done.
Yes.
And you sing the classic, Happy Purge Day to
you. Happy Purge Day to you.
Did you know those elderly crones who wrote that?
Mildred and Patty Hill?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you know them personally?
So tiresome. All they care about is money.
Money, money, money.
What
Give
is
me
money?
The money?
What is money but a bunch of castles? Who cares?
Have you ever traded a castle for something else?
Yes.
Great. So you love Friends.
I do.
And which one is your favorite? And by you describing it, you're probably going to say the title of it. I don't know if you have ever seen the titles of these things.
Which is my favorite friend or which is my favorite episode?
Which is your favorite episode, yes.
Oh, the one with the... the one with the... What happened in it? The one with the... The one with the ugly naked guy.
Why do you like that one? Because it's...
Well, it's rightfully calling out someone in their own home for being ugly and naked.
Do you have drapes in your castle?
Of course I have drapes. Draperies, yes. From floor to ceiling.
Really? That
yes,
high?
Yeah. Well, the windows are quite high.
So
why would I have a drape that goes up to halfway to the window?
Like a pencil skirt or something.
A pencil drape? No.
I'm just saying no one in your next door castle would be able to peer into your castle and see you being
well,
ugly.
Well, no, because I own the castle next door.
You do? Really? Side by side castles?
So embarrassed.
I have castles on either side.
Whoa.
And I live in the middle one.
But what about on the either side of that one? The one on the right and the other side of the one on
it's
the left?
It's just cliffs.
Really?
Yes, it's just cliffs.
Richard.
I'm on a... If you like Cliff Richard, oh, remember Cliff Richard.
Remember him. Hey, look, he was a friend of yours at some point.
I knew Cliff, yes.
Who've He's been some alive? Of like the... Have you ever been starstruck, Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Have I ever been...
By anyone?
No one's ever asked me this. Thank you so much.
You don't need to insult me by saying no one's ever asked you this. I mean, you've been on the show for 12 years. I'll come up with new questions at some point.
Do you know, I didn't even think of you when I said no one's ever asked me that, but thank you for calling attention to it. You're a terrible host. But I know, this is a great question for all the fish butchers out there to hear. Have I ever been starstruck? I mean, I'm very starstruck by talent, you see.
Oh.
I love when someone's talented. They could be hideous, but I'm starstruck
star
by talent. Pure star quality!
Like Sarah Brightman.
Sarah Brightman. Oh, I love her.
She was so talented.
She was so talented. Is she still alive?
She still
is so talented. And
you really
I
should
may,
keep track of your
I
exes.
May be, I'm, and she's not married to me anymore.
No, she is not.
But we were married and we loved each other. And it was a torrid, torrid romance.
Yes.
She was in Phantom of the Opera, wasn't
yes, she? Yes, she was. She played
Christine,
the lady
of
Christine.
The yes. piano.
Christine Amanpour.
The piano. He played Christine Amanpour in Phantom of the Opera. The Phantom of the Opera is here. Now, that's
up
a,
at
now
nine.
That is a direct lyric. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not obtuse. Here nope. I am, the Phantom of the Opera.
None of this way up type symbolism in
I
it.
Know.
You know what I mean?
But it's then just it like, is, because where is a Phantom of the Opera?
He's up.
Inside
he's down.
My mind.
He's down. First he's in the sewers, then he gets
inside your mind.
So he's down, then he's in someone's mind, which is about head level.
Yes.
And then he goes up to the chandelier and cuts it down, so he's up.
I mean, it's implied that he cuts the chandelier down.
I mean, he doesn't have henchmen, does he? Like in Batman?
Here's what Now, this is, would you like to hear a fun secret about the Phantom of the Opera?
Yes. Oh, my God. Showbiz celebrity gossip. How lucky are we?
What I always meant to imply is that that chandelier was going to fall anyway.
Oh, so he just lucked out?
It was very old, the opera house. And yes, it was on its last, like down to a thread.
So, but maybe he blew on it or something, like especially hard.
Nope.
No,
just a coincidence.
Just really. Well, you're allowed one of those in each script, are you?
Thank
not?
You.
And then you have to work it in from therefore onst.
Yes, this is the holy law of the theater.
Oh wait, did it just fall down by itself the first time you were doing the show, like on opening night, and you just kept it in?
No, that was planned.
God, there's so many showbiz secrets.
Oh, my God, incredible.
Now, Ashlyn, darling, what brings you to the United States of America?
Well, hopefully to meet big celebrities like yourself.
Wait, like, I never
like
said
like
who
me. I mean, star of Ken and Scoot.
Sorry, big celebrities.
Oh, okay.
Like yourself, Andrew Lloyd Webber. But just to promote my television show, This Way Up, which I'd love you to watch. There's some minor singing in it every night.
I've seen this show advertised on some boxes.
Yes. That's where
grassroots marketing.
The budget,
this is very
so
exciting.
Wait, were you moving someone out of the castle for pizza and beer? Like one of your
I don't know what those things are.
You don't know what pizza and beer are. What
pizza?
Pizza. Is it the Italians came up with it?
I don't think so.
It's sort of like a cheese board on the bread already there. It's like if someone made the platter out of something edible and put a nice cheese board plus the meats all together on one thing.
And then, cold or warm?
Warm.
Definitely warm, yeah.
So that's not
if you
something
do it right.
You're used to, like a cheese board.
At like 800 degrees for like, you know, 8 minutes.
Well, that's too hot. Oh, for 8 minutes. I thought it served 800 degrees and I was going to say, that's too hot. But this sounds deuced clever.
You should have some.
This is what Patrick Stewart was talking about that time.
Yes.
He told me he'd just tried it, so it's new.
New to him, certainly.
New to the world's age, yes.
As old or older than Friends?
Probably older.
I think Roman times.
From the... Oh, that I was going to say the 80s, but you're saying ancient Roman times.
Minus 80s, BC, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw one on an early episode of The Simpsons before Friends came out, so I definitely think it predated.
Thank God you're here, Scott, for history reasons.
Yeah, definitely. I think Bart like said one was cool or something like that. I don't know. Oh, and then the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
They loved it. Food. Yeah, although they may have just loved manhole covers. We've never quite figured that out.
I haven't understood a word you've said.
Do you know the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? You should hook up with them.
Do I know who?
Okay, here's a bunch of descriptors of them. They're teenaged.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so
I'm off board.
They're between 13 and 19 years of age.
No, thank you.
Okay. They're mutants.
Doesn't sound good.
Their bodies have mutated.
From what?
In a certain way, I'll tell. Well, from some ooze, my dear boy. And then...
Luckily, it's all PG. They're mutations.
Of course, yes.
But that's already easy, I suppose.
They still have really tiny dicks. They...
I got it. Why did you...
And just to clarify for the listeners, in case you didn't know what she was talking about, tiny dicks!
They're also ninjas. Do you know what ninjas are?
I know what ninjas are.
How do you
from
know what ninjas
Mikado
are?
From the Mikado or something.
And then they're turtles as well. So
turtles?
Turtles, yes.
Well, it's always nice to see a turtle.
Isn't it, though?
Yes, it is.
That sounds like the start of your new musical.
Oh, wouldn't that be... Wait a minute. Is this property available to adapt into a musical?
I think so. Sprague the Whisperer, I don't know if you know who he is, super producer.
What? Is he here?
He's somewhere around,
no.
I think.
No.
But why?
He's...
I think
you stay away from him.
You don't like him?
No, it's not about like or dislike. Stay away from him.
Stay away
he's
from him.
He's very dangerous.
What do you mean? He's a great guy. We have a show
oh,
together,
no,
he and
Scottrick.
I.
Oh, no.
Have I fallen in with a bad lot?
He is... You know he's been ostracized from England.
Oh,
from
my God.
An entire country?
The Queen herself gathered all of the lords and knights together and said, you must turn your backs, shun this creature. Do not let him come back to England.
Oh, what? God. How did they get them all together? Was it like an email or?
Yes, she sends an email. And you know what? The queen does not BCC. And it's fine because everybody likes each other. Everybody makes jokes about not BCCing. And it goes on, whatever. Anyway, we have fun.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Where did he end up or where did they banish him to?
The last I heard, he ended up in some sort of cave.
The Sprite Cave. Yeah, that's where we record our show together.
That's where some of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sort of live.
Well, they're in the sewer. They're not.
It's a toilet cave.
Oh, my God, Aisling. No, it's
a toilet cave? Is that what you're saying?
It's where all the...
What is the sewer but a cave for the toilet?
It's a toilet cave.
It is like a... It's like a toilet highway.
Yeah.
In a way, a sewer.
Yeah.
When the sewer goes back to ancient Rome, is it as old as pizza?
Well, actually, you'll like this because their names are from not ancient Rome, perhaps, but...
Renaissance era,
Renaissance era names. So they're called...
The turtles.
Yeah, they're called...
The sewer turtles.
They're called Ross, Rachel, Joey.
Scottrick, this is Phoebe. The friends. These are the friends you're listing.
Oh, sorry. No, who are these?
They're called Michelangelo.
Michelangelo is the one.
Michelangelo. He's I should have probably done it in order. So
wait, Donatello does machines.
Order?
We know that.
Yes.
Donatello
is a party guy.
He's a party guy? That's not right.
Donatello Raphael is cool.
Raphael!
But rude. He's unfortunately rude.
Michelangelo is a party dude.
Oh, wait. He should be called Scottrick then, if he's rude.
Oh, my God. That was such
I've
a
got
burn.
You. Roast!
Get some aloe vera.
I'll roast every one of you.
That actually hurt my feelings, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, Scottrick, I'm so sorry. I just meant to gently tease you.
No, but that one cut me to the quick.
It was just a jolly jape.
I know, but sometimes I feel like you don't really enjoy being on this show.
Sometimes I feel like you don't enjoy being on the show.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, have you ever adapted their works? It's a lot like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in a way.
Now we're talking about food.
We're talking about men as well.
Wait, so Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael,
and Donatello.
And these are the names of some turtles who have been mutated whilst in their teens and then studied to become ninjas.
They have not aged out of it like Menudo as well. They're still in their
teens. That's good to know.
They're
that's
now
good to know.
Sort of problematic older turtles who, you know, have some views from the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah. Problematic. Older turtles. Well, I'm very intrigued by this.
Yes.
Neo-Nazis in a half.
I thought you would be. That's why. That's why I brought it up. Is because I think you would be perfect for adapting their escapades and exploits onto.
I'm going to study up on these.
Yes.
And the next time I'm here, which you will never know when that will be.
I mean, I saw you on my booking sheet.
I will have. Can't you preserve some of the mystery for the fish butchers out there?
Is that what they call plumbers out there?
Yes.
In English, fish butchers?
Yes, it's Cockney rhyming slang.
That's what I call my gynecologist.
Oh, that sounds dreadful. Butcher.
And my last boyfriend. Here it comes, a fish butcher.
The next time I'm here, I will have some teenage mutant Nurgle teacher.
Nurgle.
Nom, nom.
You're already sort of like rapping. And slicing it up just like they did.
You speak of rap. I have a project that I abandoned years ago, but something I heard recently, this project, this property has been revived.
Really?
It is a musical version of this, I don't know if you know this film. I saw it a few years ago.
Okay.
And then I heard they were
Cool
they were
Runnings?
Doing, oh, no, not Cool Runnings. I haven't seen that yet. It's
Someone's
one of my
mention cool
bucket
runnings
list
on
films.
Show, and I'm going to be right
one day.
No, this is a family film that I understand there's a new version of that's coming out soon.
Oh my God.
It's called.
Oh my God! Is this going to be?
Here's the concept. I don't know if this is the name. Yeah. The concept is there's a child, he's alone at home.
Oh my God, that could be Scott. Yes,
I think you might be talking about your movie.
Don't please, because
okay,
be
I don't want to
change
it. Scott, what is she saying? I don't understand Irish accents.
Sorry, we were talking.
We were just whispering about how excited we are to hear about whatever it is you're talking about.
Oh, thank you. Yes, so the concept is a child alone at home. His parents have forgotten him.
Oh,
and I think they have too many children, Catholic probably, no offense. And they forget one of them, then he must defend his home against some bandits.
This is the 13th warrior.
All right.
Oh,
he was captured.
So they find with Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
What happens in that?
He's captured. By captors.
I think he is left home alone.
He's like in a castle. Certainly. Yeah.
Yeah. He can't really speak the same language as them.
Are you thinking of Ballistic : X versus Ever?
That might be it. Yeah.
So the child, he's at home. I just have a few songs. One is when they realize that the child is not with them. They're on the plane. And the mother sings, "Where's Kevin? Where's Kevin? He's not on the plane. Where is he? He's missing. Have I gone insane?"
Wow, what a couplet.
That's
thank you.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Thank you, darling.
How long
thank
did it take you to come up with just that couplet?
Oh, well, I do my work in my dreams.
Mm.
And so that took me, I would say, one REM cycle.
Okay.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
Brother, my eyes probably shifted to the left, and then that popped out. And then in the right, this one popped out. Mm. This is when the little boy, he's being attacked by these bandits, these wet bandits. Mm-hmm. And they're called that because their appetite is wet for banditry.
Oh, I see. Mm. Well, they also slip in the snow a lot. And anyway, go ahead.
I would make them the slippery bandits then.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Or the snow bandits.
I think your story checks out a bit better, Scott.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
But imagine, darling, so close to being a loyal servant of the crown. Separated by an ocean. So Kevin is his name. And he is setting up all these boobied traps around the home. And the bandits are coming in. And he realizes what he must do. And he raps.
Good, finally.
I'm home alone and must defend my castle till the very end. I'll do my family proud, by Jove, and save my parent treasure trove. No time for raps, must set my traps, and thus I'll get these bandits wet.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Obviously, there's a dance.
Oh, okay. Are they dabbing at all ever? Or
everyone is dabbing.
Oh, all throughout the entire song?
And then they do a breaking dance.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then, but of course, there's a song from the point of view of the bandits.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
And this one, I believe, is sung by Marv. And this is a show-stopping ballad. Mm. There won't be a dry eye in the house when Marv sings his. A single spotlight is shone upon him, and Marvin sings, "I've been struck in the face by a paint can, a waking up call to be sure. Is my vocation a scourge on the nation? What am I banditing for?"
Oh my God.
I am legitimately crying right now.
There's not a dry eye in this house.
I mean, I can see his point of view.
In this house, our eyes are wet. We cry at things.
That was stunning.
Wow.
Thank you, my dear.
I want to tell you that Ashling here, she is.
Oh my God.
Should I tell him?
What's this now?
I'm so
nervous.
She's in the sequel to the movie you're talking about. Home Alone. She's in the new one that's out on Disney Plus right now.
And I do an English accent in it, so you can understand what I'm saying.
May I hear just a bit of it?
Yeah, let's.
My son is home alone, and I need to get back.
Oh my word.
Yes.
Sounded exactly the same to me. Indecipherable.
I almost stood up and started to sing God Save the Queen, my favorite song, which you've never asked me.
To sing?
You've never asked me what my favorite song is.
Oh, I asked Ashling over here earlier what her favorite song is.
Such
I should have asked you.
A standard host question.
I know, I should have asked you.
Scott, you're so bad at this.
Mine is Jeremy Piven.
D- Does he sing Jeremy Piven?
He does. Jeremy Piven.
Now, Ashley, what did you say was your favorite song? The Irish Rover. What's another one? What's another one? The Rocky Road to Dublin.
You're going into a cake trance.
I almost went into a cake trance.
Oh my God.
He's looking through his internal Spotify and flicking through all
the algorithm.
I was going into my Spotify palace.
Well, Andrew, if I may call you.
You may not.
I'm sorry. I just slipped out.
Why did you get so casual, Scott?
I beg your pardon, Lord Weber. May I call you that? Yes.
Thank you.
Lord Weber, may you stick around? We have another guest coming up.
May I stick around?
But will you?
I will.
Okay, great. We're going to be talking, and Aisling's talked to one before, and she said it was fun. We're going to be talking to a creative director of an ad agency when we come back.
I've heard of them, never met one.
Has anything ever...
Many, many layers between me and they.
I can only imagine, like, being as rich as you are, that you have, like...
You can only imagine it.
Like, you've paid for some sort of, like, external ad blocker where you never see any ad anywhere, like,
who
even
told
a billboard. Like in that, in that Black Mirror where you can, like, turn off and block people and they just are fuzzy?
Black Mirror? What are you talking about?
Do you know what Black Mirror is?
It's like Friends. It's like the world where everything goes wrong.
Can I propose, by the way?
Yes.
I have an idea for a super... This is going to be an amazing franchise.
Oh, great.
This hasn't been done.
Maybe the ad exec will, like, be able to market it for you.
Shall I wait?
Yes, wait.
I'll wait.
This is a great teaser.
A little teaser.
Yes. God, so all right.
How could you eat your pudding if you haven't eaten your meat?
Look, when we come back, this is very exciting. Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber is going to please us after this tease.
Yes.
With this incredible idea for a franchise.
You will be most gratified.
I hope he's not just going to pitch McDonald's, because that has actually been invented. Oh,
I know. Yeah.
But does it have
Scottish
place.
The Scottish, you mustn't say the name aloud. It's bad.
I beg your pardon. But we'll be talking to a creative director at an ad agency when we come back. This is incredible. We'll be
you
right back.
You are more excited to say creative director of an ad agency.
You've been on the show so many times, I'm just inured to it, but I mean, I've never
and
spoken
why
one.
I will keep delaying the break.
We're on a break. All right.
No! It's from my favorite show.
All right. We're going to be right back with more Aisling Bea, more Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Sorry to interrupt your podcast, everyone, but, you know, there's only one acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast, and that is your dog. Take a minute now to pet your dog, okay? I'll wait. I'm not going to wait a full minute, but a few seconds, sure. Yeah, but while you're petting your dog, you can learn all about Bark, the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. Every toy is tailored to your pup's size and play style, from squeaky plush toys from BarkBox to ultra-tough, durable ones from Super Chewer. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. For a limited time, this is good, they will double your first box of goodies for free. My dogs, they love BarkBox. Now it's gotten to the point where every package that is delivered to the house, they assume is a BarkBox, and they start jumping up and down. Then I have to say, no, it's just a sweater for me. And they get very disappointed. They love BarkBox. They love chewing on everything. They love the treats. It's great. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Aisling B is here, This Way Up on Hulu right now, as well as Home Sweet Home Alone.
Work lovely. Getting fluider.
On Disney Plus. Do they call Plus something different in England?
What do you mean?
Adding. Like Disney Additional? I don't know. I mean, you know, or do they put the OU in it or, you know, whatever you guys do?
Yes, P-L-O-U-S.
Plows.
Disney Plows.
We also have Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber, who just spoke.
Hello.
And will continue to speak.
Hello, America, your sweet little colonies. And this is only, it's local. Is that correct?
Do you look at America as like the one that got away?
Always.
A lot like Sarah Brightman.
Well, she didn't completely get away.
What happened between you two?
You dropped a chandelier on her. Time to say goodbye, like, Sarah Brightman.
A lot like Home Sweet Home Alone.
Yes, very much so.
They ripped you off.
No, is there a chandelier that falls on someone?
Are you going to watch it?
Of course I am.
But then there is, yes, there is.
They ripped your silly ass off for this movie.
It is a bit like Phantom of the Opera, the whole setup as well.
The whole setup?
The whole thing.
Some of it takes place in the sewers?
Yes. The sewers in my mind.
In the sewers of my mind.
Wait a minute. Phantom of the Opera takes place in the sewers. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles takes place in the sewers. These guys should meet.
You only like toilet things.
Yes.
The toilets
I'll
go
be there.
Into the sewers.
Yeah.
What is this, a crossover episode?
Maybe.
I like it. I like it. In fact, I think I like it. I like it. I like it. In fact, I think I love it.
We have to get to our next guest, but you have an idea on tap. You're going to pitch it to the
our
next
like
guest.
Body on Tap, that shampoo that had bear in it, and people were told on the advert, please don't drink the shampoo.
So now you know what beer is.
You've caught me out.
You've drank one, haven't you?
I've seen it.
On your 13th birthday?
I've seen it. On my 13th birthday?
13th, I said.
What did you say?
13th. Have you
That's
ever
That's what
heard?
I said. What did you think I said?
30th.
No, I said 13th.
This is where accents come into play.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're going to need your help. We're going to need your help, Aisling.
I shall act as the translator.
All right. Well, hopefully our next guest doesn't have a bizarre way of speaking, as sometimes is the case on this show.
Sometimes, not always.
People come in here with strange accents all the time. Hopefully our next guest does not have one, but this is so exciting. She is the creative director at an ad agency. We never get this opportunity to talk to anyone like this.
Exciting.
So this is very exciting. Please welcome for the first time on the show, and hopefully not the last, Brenda Tattletale. Hi.
Hi, Scott. Hi.
Hi. Talk
Hi.
Right into that thing.
Okay.
Right there.
Oh,
yeah, get right
Brenda
up on
the microphone. I'll catch a rivet.
Yes.
Brenda
Tattletale. Spelled the traditional way?
Yes. A tattle. A tattle plus tail. No hyphen.
Oh, no hyphen.
No.
I was wondering if your husband's name was Tail.
Well, no. Actually, I funny story. My husband.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, my husband's last name is Jones, and I actually gave myself the last name Tattletale because what I do is all about branding. as you know, and I'm always telling everybody secrets about the products we are working for. I'm tattling.
What?
Tattling about my brand.
Okay, let me see if I can.
Please, just run that past us one
maybe
more
say
time.
It, maybe say it a different way, too, just so we can.
I understood.
Okay, see?
I'm the whisperer. I could understand.
We're familiar with the tattletale.
Cheeky little
correct.
Secrets about the brands you promote.
Yes. I'm so, like, nobody tell on me. If okay, pretend I'm McDonald's. McDonald's is like,
wait, pretend you're McDonald's.
Place. The Scottish place, please.
Wait, pretend you're a restaurant?
Correct. Pretend
this is a
I'm
fun
McDonald's.
Game.
And the as Scottish McDonald's, place? I am saying, don't be a tattletale.
You don't even have this in your mind set, do you?
I do.
Okay.
Everything is in my mind.
I'm understanding, Brenda. I don't know what your guys' problem is.
I beg your pardon.
So a public restaurant is saying, I'm a tattletale.
No. Oh,
it's not a tattletale.
Saying, don't be a tattletale.
Don't be a tattletale.
Don't tell on me. Don't tell on me that I have terrific hamburgers, milkshakes.
What? What is the motivation there?
Well, if you have something good, you want to keep it a secret. And my job is
why?
To let the secret out.
I have never heard someone on this show from the first sentence who made less sense. What are you?
Well, no. What is your best quality, Scott?
My best quality?
I'd like to hear.
Because I thought advertising was tattletelling on secrets.
It is. I'm the tattletale.
Oh, yes. Now I get it.
Tattletaling, or is it just spreading the word of something good?
Well, it's tattletaling. That's why I said it. I'm not a liar.
She's tattling the tails. The tails of the products.
Well, hold on.
She's tattling them.
But if I may,
yeah.
I believe that the concept of the tattletale is they are saying something that you don't want them to say.
Well, let me ask you something. Did I not disrupt your idea of both what a name is and what the
you
purpose
did.
Of advertising
she
is?
She did.
Not
true.
The is that sort not disruptive? Of... Oh, so, you know, a disruptive idea is an idea that makes you think about something differently. It makes you look twice and say, I'm paying
go,
attention.
Hmm.
Yeah, so like a like, car, for example. Are we familiar with a car?
Well, I know what that is.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, the automobile. Henry Ford's invention.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's the thing my chauffeur drives.
Yeah. Yes. Beautiful bit of fact there.
We understand, yes. Mm. And so a car, well, we're normally driving on the road, stopping at a stop sign.
Yes.
And so if I want to disrupt the idea of a car, if I'm trying to sell you a car, make you look twice at a car, I beg the question, what if we put this car in the forest? Drive it around some trees.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe a road through the forest. I'm not insane.
Oh, okay. So you'll pave like a road or at least like clear some brush.
Yes.
What about one of those gigantic trees that you can drive a car through?
Yes.
Ugh.
See?
All I want.
Are you in advertising?
Those trees that were...
No.
That
could
very
I be?
Disruptive. Very disruptive.
Let me... Just so I'm clear on this concept.
Yes.
Why do we want to disrupt the idea of a car?
Well, because everybody's seen a car. And if I want someone to purchase a car, I want them to think twice, say, a car can drive in a neighborhood, but it can also drive
in a
forest.
Brenda, what are some of the products that you've worked on?
Mm.
Oh, this is exciting.
Oh, I'm so thrilled that you asked. You know, we are a world-class advertising agency. We've worked with a number of brands. We were the agency of choice for Kia from 2006 to mid-2007.
Kia and Peel? Is that what you're saying?
No, Kia. It's a car.
Oh,
Kia. Is it that?
No, that is...
Kia.
Sanford and Son.
Based on Step 2 and Son.
It's because you put your Kia into it.
I think that
accent coming out. You put your Kia
into the car. Yeah, that would be a disruptive idea.
Or if you don't like your enemy, you Kia the car.
See, again, everybody here is. You could work in advertising. You absolutely could work in advertising.
But you do.
Yeah.
But you do.
I do. Yes. Yes. So
tell us about it.
so you worked on Kia.
I'm still not
Kia.
Quite
that,
knowing
that
what's
going
on.
That was a big account. And then they went in a different direction. And we work on we did. Campaign for Coca-Cola in Canada. Briefly, we do Snip
All
Snips.
The seeds.
Yes, Coca-Cola.
Campaign.
Canada.
My word, one of the provinces.
Uh-huh.
Did they call it Coca-Cola there? Coca-Cola and Canada.
I don't know. We did print campaigns. So
oh,
I wrote
you
it.
Never had to.
You did prank campaigns?
Print campaigns.
Oh, print. That's what I heard, too.
Are we familiar? A magazine?
Of course I'm familiar yes. with a magazine.
Wait, you've read a magazine?
I've seen a magazine.
It's shiny. It's
yes, it's
rectangle.
It's very glossy.
Yes,
it's a rectangle.
Yes, it's a rectangle. Yeah. Often a picture on the front, sometimes a lady, sometimes a room, depending on what the
those are the two
magazine
things
is.
On the cover of
yes,
magazines.
A lady.
Surprisingly accurate of magazines. Yes.
So our most recent work, I don't know if you've seen any of we did all of the social for Snip Snips. It's a barber shop in
Snip Snips?
Yeah.
It's a barbershop.
You did Snip Snips?
We did the social for Snip Snips.
And it's a barbershop.
Yes, it's a barbershop.
That I wasn't clear on.
Yes, well.
But you did the social for it.
We did the social. So I don't know if anybody caught a little Facebook ad for a buy one, get one free haircut. It's one barbershop.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Are you from, do you live near Montclair?
I live in Claremont. They're right next to each other. Yeah.
Okay. No, Montclair is it's on the East Coast. It's Montclair. It's New Jersey. This is a barbershop in New Jersey.
Oh, I thought you meant the Montclair out here.
Montclair pens.
Oh, that's also yes. That is also different.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So
we're talking about different things right now, and you're talking about something else.
Well,
that's three things
exactly. Yes.
I have to say, was it? I remember that ad, and it said same head only.
Yes. You can't walk in. Well, we're not trying to put Snip Snips out of business. You can't walk in with your friend and both
says,
get
same heads, same day only.
Yes.
Oh, same day.
Yes. It's disruptive. Because have you ever
gotten
two haircuts?
So you could get a trim and a buzz cut on the same day.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
I've never gotten two haircuts on the same day unless there was something wrong with it. Oh, you have? Really?
No, just for fun. I'm rich.
That for me would be one of those things you don't ever associate as richness, that you could afford to get two haircuts, because I'd be like, oh, but your hair doesn't grow faster because you're richer. But maybe it does.
Well, I couldn't speak to that. I haven't been awake for a haircut in quite a long time.
Oh, okay.
They cut it in my sleep.
Oh, okay.
When you're doing your best writing.
Exactly. I work, they cut.
You are such a time saver.
So it doesn't cut into your day, your working day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I have a question about that.
Yes. Oh, you're asking me a question. This is exciting. Oh,
do you begin sleeping lying down and does somebody come and prop you up? Or on a haircut night, do you go to sleep sitting up?
They won't tell me.
Oh.
And one time I tried to put a nanny cam in the room so I could see what they do, and they found it. And I saw
What was it in?
It was the barber walking right. It was in one of my Tonys.
Oh, okay.
It was the barber, my sleep barber, walking right up to the camera going,
The Dikembe?
He did a Dikembe.
Oh, no.
He found your camera.
And then he smashed it.
He smashed your whole Tony?
No, he didn't smash the Tony. He plucked the camera
from the
Tony.
Okay, good. Those Tonys are sacred.
But he could smash a Tony. I've got tons.
Have you ever thought of turning that into a musical? A barbershop quartet, perhaps.
Yes.
Oh. Brenda Tattletale, could
you
do the advertising
for? Do you want a job? See, everybody.
She's jobs.
You're making income. Well, I did have to let everybody go after we lost the Kia account. And now that...
wait, you're the only one?
You're the only employee. So you're just looking for... Wait, is that why you keep saying that we could work for you because you need people to work for you?
Just to be clear, I haven't said that to everybody. I've said that to Mr. Lloyd Webber.
I assumed that it was a blanket opportunity for all of us.
I need you to match the fee I'm getting for this podcast, though. That's the only thing.
May I ask, Ms. Tattletale?
Yes.
So you've lost two large accounts so far.
Uh-huh. Well, two that I've mentioned, but it's a business.
Coca-Cola Canada and Kia 2006.
But there are others you have not mentioned.
Yeah. Well, advertising is a vicious business. You're always getting business, losing business, pitching for business. It's a business about pitching.
You said it three times, exactly.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So we've lost several accounts, but you always kind of make up the work later. You get a snip snips. You get a
What are the accounts that you have? Do you still have Snip Snips?
We do still have Snip Snips at the moment.
Any other accounts that you currently have?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Of course. We have Snip Snips.
We are aware of Snip Snips. That's correct.
We've talked about Snip Snips extensively at this point.
We have talked quite a bit about Snip Snips.
Well,
this could be another Snip Snips, though.
Yes,
could be a different Snip Snips.
You've got me again.
We do remember Snip Snips.
She did mention that there was only one Snip Snips.
Oh, there's only one
in Montclair.
Yes, it's not a
And not the Montclair here either. It's Montclair all the way over there.
It's in New Jersey. There's
I call it the second Jersey.
Pottery Barn. Not not the furniture store, a pottery painting place next to Snip Snips.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
This is fun. You can do a birthday
party. As in, you
there.
Paint pictures of pottery or you paint pictures on pottery?
Oh, you paint pictures on pottery.
And it's in a barn.
Yes. It's in a storefront, lovely storefront, a table in the back for if you want to do a party there, put a cake.
This is the second time you've mentioned this. Is this an actual thing that someone would do?
I have a birthday party at a pottery painting place.
Yes,
can I ask, where was your last birthday?
Pottery Barn.
Oh.
And it was, let me tell you, it was terrific. I it was me and my friend Claire and a couple other
from
people.
Montclair?
Claire from Montclair.
Are you just...
Yes. Was your friend Monty there as well?
Are you just usual suspecting us right now?
Why are you looking around the room?
No, well, I don't know because Montclair isn't written anywhere, so I would have to be looking inside my own brain if I was usual suspecting.
In your Montclair palace?
Yeah, yes, I would have to be in my Montclair palace, which would be a lovely three-bedroom where my family used to live, and right now it's just me. And so,
your family's gone too? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but...
No. Oh, but that's an awful thing. Sorry, I would have skirted over it, but that's actually...
We don't paper over things on this show.
No, that's your dead
no,
right.
No, we delve right into
dead,
it.
But
this is the American way. I want to get right in there.
Your family
now, let's talk about my birthday party.
Oh, no, Brenda, please tell us about your family. That's
tell
so
us about
sad.
Your family.
Oh, no,
Scott doesn't
fine.
Mind things being sad. Or...
Yeah.
No,
we talked about your bummer of a show earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Depression and all that kind of stuff. Being a woman, blah.
Thumbs down.
You know?
Well, working in advertising, you have to spend a lot of time at the office, and I was...
What are your hours?
My hours are 3 a.m. to...
It starts at 3.
I wake up at 3. Yeah. I wake up at 3. I'm in the office.
Because of depression?
No, because I have to be working.
Oh,
I have my best ideas when it's dark, but when it's dark in the morning, I'm not... But I can't work when I sleep, unlike
shame.
You.
Shame.
Oh, okay. Shame. So you're 3 a.m. to what?
3 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And oh, okay. It's a long day.
It's brutal because as the creative
it
director, it is brutal. But I have to always be thinking of disruptive ideas.
Sure.
And so,
ABTODI.
Always be thinking of disruptive ideas.
Always be thinking of disruptive ideas.
Always be thinking of disruptive ideas. Always be thinking of disruptive ideas. You don't like it?
I love it.
Oh, you do?
I love it.
Why were you
so
shaking
much.
Your head and doing decamping us?
I'm
going to
put it on the whiteboard.
Finger.
I need to put it on the whiteboard. And I'm going to up your offer. You don't even have to start at junior copywriter.
Whoa.
You can be a regular copywriter.
This is big.
There's
this
an opening.
Exciting.
We do have an opening.
I feel like I'm the prince and the pauper at the same time.
That's good. That's
and you're just constantly
really
swapping
good.
Places yeah. with each other.
Well, I don't. If I'm them at the same time, I don't need to be swapping places.
But it's almost like you're like going back and forth, like when you're closing your eyes on in a ViewMaster. Have you ever seen a ViewMaster?
What's a ViewMaster, Scott?
You know what a ViewMaster is?
With
you should make a musical out of these.
Russell Crowe was in it.
I don't know what that is.
ViewMaster and Commander.
Yes, right?
Yes, okay. That was it.
Isn't
yes.
that it?
Mm-hmm. Well, so you have these two accounts. Your family's left you. Mm-hmm. All of your employees
have
been fired.
It also sounds, I don't know if we've talked on this, it sounds like you sleep in the office.
Well, I currently, when your office is your home...
Certainly.
And your home is your mind.
And
your family.
Your mind it's
and
your family. Yes, yes. But I did
like
have
Olive
a husband
Garden.
And a daughter. They currently do live in Portland. But
Portland is a long way from Montclair.
It certainly is. But that is another disruption that...
It sounds like your life has been so incredibly disruptive. You're not sleeping. You're sleeping in the office.
You're not near your husband and child.
You wake up at 3 a.m.
Yes.
You work till 9 p.m.
I work till 9 p.m., I do take a lunch. I eat a yogurt at 3 p.m.
You're also very ugly. I didn't want to say that before, but you're very... But I don't know if that's because of your depression and because your husband has left you.
That's a bit rude.
Were you ugly before?
That's a bit
Scott,
rude,
she's
Scottrick.
In advertising. She's not in front of the camera.
Just
she can
to
be
say
ugly.
It like
it's
that.
It's not
I mean.
Rude. I'm ugly. I love being ugly. It's my favorite quality about myself. I have been ugly since I was a little girl. And I've
oh,
got
that,
to say...
That early.
Yeah, well, and I don't know if this is if this sounds familiar, but I'm loving it. That's,
what?
I thought Whoa. Of that, but I was used to say it about being ugly.
What was no, going to exactly, say, Brenda, yes. do you know what yes. you're starting to sound like? And I hate to tie all these links up.
Oh, no. Mm. Please. The connections Phantom are advertising.
Of the Opera.
He was not great looking. Also,
half of his face was not great.
He was half ugly.
Brenda, it's the whole thing.
He was half ugly.
Also, he was married to his work.
He was mean.
Pushed people away.
Well, the bottom half of his body, too, was scarred, I had read.
Worked yes, behind
and he wore a mask of trousers.
Oh, but, well...
He could never wear shorts.
Where did he live, though? Where did he live?
The sewers, wasn't
he lives in the sewer. He lives under the opera house.
Oh, interesting.
Under the opera house.
In some catacombs.
Oh, well.
Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
He lives where those Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live.
He lives where the sewers tend to flow.
Under the sewer.
Well, I do. I have spoken of my house, and it actually is underground amidst a great deal of dampness and sewage. So,
okay.
I guess it's.
I can't go.
I don't like to go. I live in the basement. I don't like to go upstairs because that's where all the photos of my family are.
Oh.
Are you obsessed with any ladies, young ladies who are above the sewer life that you have?
Well,
much the like the Phantom of the Opera was.
Would your husband and child?
You're not just asking if you're obsessed with ladies.
No, I was. Yes,
we can have a side conversation.
We can all talk at the same time, can't we?
It's like listeners a love party. That.
Anyway, guys,
we'll talk at the same time.
Listening to a podcast is like going to a party where sometimes there are side conversations. You decide which one you want to tune into.
It's disruptive.
It is disruptive.
We don't like it.
Yes.
It's disruptive.
She's dying again.
We're disrupting podcasting.
Thank you for disrupting this podcast. Yes. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Ms. Tattletale.
It is all right. What I do.
Great. Well, hire Brenda if you want a mean, ugly old lady in charge of your business.
See, we never said she was old.
We didn't say it, but it's true.
How old are you?
82.
I never would have known because you're so ugly.
How old is your daughter?
She's 40.
Oh. Wow, okay.
Yes.
She lives with her father in Portland.
Yeah, well, she's...
How old is he?
He's 75. I'm married.
Oh, okay. Well, May, December.
Cradle rubber.
Always been ugly, but I used to have a very good body.
Oh, okay. But no longer.
Yes. No, no longer. Now, as you can see, my body looks like pudding.
Is that when he left?
Like spilled, chilled pudding.
Chilled
pudding.
Yes, because it stands
upright. Hot pudding.
That's right.
Well, no, if it was hot pudding, I'd be a puddle on the ground. And as you can see, I'm sitting upright. I do have bones.
You are. That is one of your best qualities. You are sitting upright and you have bones.
Yes. See, okay, you can work at my agency.
All right, very good. Well,
welcome aboard.
Thank you,
guys.
We're all going to be working there. This is the last episode of the show. We are running out of time, guys, but we do have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Why isn't there a Timekeeper shirt on the CVB website?
That
was very short. That was Timekeeper shirt by Prince Moonbeam. What is he saying?
Why isn't there a Timekeeper shirt on the CBB website?
Yeah, there should be, shouldn't there?
He's asking for merch.
What happens with that song is, it's not that it's short. Songs can be short, guys.
Sure. True.
It's that it ends on an intake of breath and leaves us
exactly
a lot like how Friends ended in my opinion.
Yes,
it's that fit. Do you know what I often thought? This is my version of disruption, Brenda.
Please,
is that when you're talking or singing the song from Friends and you go, "So no one told you life was gonna be this way." Isn't that awful? "So no one told you life was gonna be this way."
Oh, I don't like it. What if M Band were to sing it?
It's chilling.
M people, yeah.
Who are these M people?
"So no one told your life was going to be this way. Your life's joke."
I wonder if I could do these people.
You try.
"So no one told your life was going to be this way." Ooh, let me try. "So no one told your life was going to be this way."
Now, Brenda Tattledale.
2-for-1 haircuts at Snip Snip.
Stop working for a moment.
We are in plugs.
Have fun.
It's okay. Okay. All right, what are we plugging? Aisling, what are... obviously, This Way Up is on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
The Way... no. Wild... Home Sweet Home Alone.
Yes, Alabama.
That is out on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. And then... I mean, that's already a lot of people's time,
isn't it? Plugs are for everyone. And there are unlimited plugs when we're within the plug section. So please plug anything.
Not just for butts, for Christmas too.
Yeah, exactly.
Plugs. So that's me pitching for Brenda's advertising agency again.
Okay, well.
I'm telling you, you're all hired. Okay. You're all hired.
What have I done? What have I done? God, I don't know what I've done.
So you didn't even have anything. You wanted more plugs even though you didn't have it.
I know. I got panicked. I was at 2-for-1 sort of thing. And I was like, oh yeah. Well, if it's 2-for-1 at the start, then I've got an extra.
You
want to
slip something in. Yeah, but coming up?
You could go on my Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram? That's so Instagram fun. Lloyd Webber is like a platform.
Instagram Lloyd Webber. I like this.
I know what Instagram is. I have a Finsta.
Oh, you have a Finsta. Yes. You're a fun Insta for your real life.
Indeed.
Are you out there looking at Instagram thoughts?
I try not to.
Well, I mean, once you click on one, suddenly the algorithm sends you them all.
When someone pulls a thirst trap, what is one to do?
Other than salivate.
Exactly. Pavlov's thirst trap.
Lord Webber, what would you like to plug here?
Well, I'd like to plug this is a new thing I've discovered.
Oh.
Is that you can watch videos of things online.
No, stop it.
Yes.
Videos online, you say? Like
commercials?
Netflix?
Yes. No, what?
Like commercials?
No, not commercials, although they are online as well.
That's disruptive. I'll look into it.
They've already done it. Why are you looking?
I'll look into it.
This is a site called Vimeo.
Vimeo, like video.
It's like video, but with an M.
Holy shit.
Yes. And there's this chap called Paul F. Tompkins.
No.
And
what he's been doing is he's been posting these shows that he's done live, and for a fee, you can stream them in your very own home.
Okay. Gold, the way you're paid?
I can't pay with gold, but I have a workaround.
Bitcoin.
Anyway, how did you know?
Because I think that's how you have to turn it into gold, and you put it into the computer, and then...
And then they turn it into money.
Exactly. Like Apple Stiltskin.
Yes, exactly. And also, if you can guess his name, you can watch these videos for free. His secret name.
Really? Yes. Oh, Paul F. Tompkins' secret
name?
Yes.
His fake name is Paul F. Tompkins. His real name is lost to the midst of time. Oh, we've done it.
Sorry.
I've heard about this guy. We talked about him last week. His name is Paul of Tompkins now. Isn't that right?
Tompkinstown.
Was he bequeathed an O?
He was bequeathed an O from Weirdo Al Yankovic. Yeah, he dropped the O in Weirdo.
He's just Weird Al.
He's just
now?
Weird Al now. Yeah, he returned to Weird Al. So, but Paul has Dr. Dement's original O from Dr. Demento that went to Weirdo Al and now to Paul of right. Tompkins.
Don't put the O in the link, though. It won't work.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but vimeo.com/PaulFTompkins.
Put the O in that, though.
Put the O in Tompkins. Take it out of F.
But leave it in video.
That's the slogan. But yes, and so you can see the shows that he's done. They stay up there for about a month, and then the new ones are put out. They push the old ones out, much like our friends, the Inuits, push out the elders on an ice floe.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah.
Is that real?
He's got such a way with words.
He really does, yeah. But an even better way with music.
Listen to the music of my plugs, which is that you should go to vimeo.com/PaulFTompkins.
vimeo.com/PaulFTompkins. A lot of great shows up there.
A lot.
And more to come, as far as I'm concerned.
M-T-C.
Exactly. All right. Brenda, what do you want to... Brenda Tattletale.
Well, I
got us off track mentioning why her name was what it was mentioned. Then it didn't factor that much into actual
stuff. Did you expect her appearance to be all about her name?
No, I was very confused by it. But go ahead, Brenda.
Well, maybe I should take this opportunity to just once again clarify that my name is Brenda Tattletale, because I believe that a brand's biggest secret is the good qualities of that brand. Mm. I'll use a different example, Jiffy Lube.
Okay. Great company.
And my secret is you can drive to me, I'll change your oil in 5 minutes or less. That's a secret.
What?
Brenda, you just told everybody.
It's my naughty little secret.
You're such a tattletale.
Because if everybody knows, we'll go out of business. Because if everybody knows,
you'll go out of business.
Wait, I don't understand.
We'll go
it
out of business.
Makes less sense to me now.
I get it now. This is
wait,
this
now
is bad.
You get it.
Now I get it and you don't.
Oh, that is bad news.
I understand your thing now. Okay, anyway, go ahead. What do you want to
plug? That's my plug. plug.
That was it?
Yes.
Oh, weird.
I'm plugging my name so everybody understands.
Okay.
Makes sense to me?
It's important.
All right. Well, I want to plug. Well, hey, guys, this is the last episode that is eligible for the best ofs.
Oh, I see.
That's right. Voting is now open for the best ofs. It's from Thanksgiving of the previous year to Thanksgiving of this year. This is the last episode eligible. What you need to do is go head over to cbbworld.com. The poll is up there now. cbbworld.com has the poll. Vote for your 10 favorite episodes of the year, and the best of will be out at the end of the year. That comedian you mentioned, Paul F. Tompkins, he does the best ofs with me.
No, does he really?
He does, yeah.
I may listen to this show.
Vote for this episode as well as 9 other episodes. Remember, your votes are what make it work. We entrust you to really be honest with your episodes. Don't Sanjaya us with these episodes.
It's a sacred duty.
It truly, truly is. And we need you to take that and be very, very serious with it. But have a good time as well. Like, take it seriously, but, you know,
voting can be fun.
Do have a laugh.
Yes.
I remember when I voted for Boris Johnson, I was like, this is a laugh. I went home and I told the staff what I'd done.
How did they
Well, they laughed, of course.
Oh, of course.
I indicate when something is supposed to be funny.
Oh, it's very
And then
funny.
They know what
with,
reaction
with
to
your
happen.
Money, so they know, yeah, so they know to laugh.
So head over there to cbbworld.com, and while you're over there, while you're down there, check out all of our shows, or while you're at Brain Height. Like the three Phantom of the Opera levels.
Brain.
God, it's great when everything ties up cleanly.
While you're there, check out some of our shows. This week on Scott Hasn't Seen, we watched Adam's Family Values with Lauren Lapkus. That was a lot of fun. And we have some other stuff coming up. And Threedom. Threedom Season 4 has started. And you can hear that here on Earwolf, anywhere podcasts are, as well as you can listen to it ad-free on Stitcher Premium and cbbworld.com.
Yes.
You like Threedom.
I love Threedom. Freedom.
Freedom. I won't let you down.
That's a good George Michael.
I won't let you down.
That's perfect. A bad George Michael, but a great Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Thank you.
All right, let's close up the old plug bag. Yes.
That might be a bit horny, guys. That's
that
quite
was
intense.
Knives to Grind.
Knives to Grind. Interesting. That was Grind F. Tompkins.
That's how it opens. It opens up. Who will buy this wonderful morning?
That was Grind F. Tompkins by Harmless Villain. Thank you so much to Harmless Villain. Send on your plugs, themes. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here, Lloyd Webber. Love you, buddy. Come on. Let's hug it out.
All right.
Post-pandemic hug.
You're squeezing too tight.
There we go.
Back. You're leaving ad prints.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show. Oh, man. Whew. Time to stretch out and relax and do my post-show stretches. And here we go. What the?
Scott! It's me. It's Rudy. It's I made it. I made it right
Rudy
on time.
Rudy North?
That's right, Scott. I'm here, and I've got a new tease.
Oh, no. What's going on? Why are you here?
Scott, I need you for something.
Really?
I need you for the Speed Force Thanksgiving special on cbbworld.com.
Okay, whatever you need. We're going into the Speed Force right now?
That's right, Scott. I know I'm not supposed to be using my powers because of in the canon I am kind of
in
rehab.
Yeah, I don't really remember. Yeah.
But I must use them for Speed Force Thanksgiving, Scott. Are you ready?
Whatever you need, buddy. Let's do it.
To be continued this Wednesday on the Rudy North Speed Force Thanksgiving special. Exclusively at cbbworld.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.